Espresso English Podcast, Episode 5, Difference Between the Present Perfect and the Past Perfect. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Both the present perfect and the past perfect talk about something that happened before a point in time. I'll call that point in time a reference point. In the present perfect, our reference point is the present, and in the past perfect, our reference point is in the past. Let's look at some examples. The present perfect is used in two ways. It can be used for an action that started in the past and continues to the present. An example of that is, I have lived in this city for 6 months. That means I moved here 6 months ago and I continue living in this city. I live in the city now. I have lived in this city for 6 months. The other way to use the present perfect is for an action that happened before now, but at an unspecified time. For example, I have been to Japan twice. I don't say specifically when I went to Japan. I just say that I've been there twice. Both trips happened before our reference point, which is the present moment. You form the present perfect with have or has plus the past participle. Here are some more examples. My mother has just gone to the store. Janet has lived abroad for 5 years. I haven't seen the new movie yet. Have you finished your homework? Again, all of these sentences are talking about actions that happened before our reference point of the present. Instead of have or has, it's very common to use the short forms. For example, instead of I have been to Japan, I can say I've been to Japan 3 times. Instead of my mother has just gone to the store, I can say my mother's just gone to the store. Mother's is short for mother has. Instead of saying Janet has lived abroad for 5 years, I can say Janet's lived abroad for 5 years. It's especially common to use the short forms in spoken English. Okay, so you've seen how the present perfect talks about actions that happened before our reference point of the present. But the past perfect talks about actions that happened before a specific time in the past. Here's an example. When I arrived at the office this morning, I discovered that I had left my computer on the night before. Here we have two things that happened in the past. I arrived at the office. That's our reference point in the past. When I arrived at the office this morning, I discovered that I had left my computer on the night before. Had left is past perfect, and it describes an action that happened before the reference point in the past. We form the past perfect using had plus the past participle. And there's also the option of using the short form. Instead of saying, I had left my computer on, we can say, I'd left my computer on. I'd is short for I had. Here's another situation where we can use the past perfect. Let's say I went to Japan in 1988 and 1991, and I turned 10 years old in 1994. Then I can say, I had been to Japan twice by the time I was 10 years old. Again, we have a reference point in the past, by the time I was 10 years old, and the two trips to Japan happened before that reference point. I had been to Japan twice by the time I was 10 years old. Here's another example. Let's imagine that my husband ate breakfast at 6 o'clock a.m. and I woke up at 7 o'clock a.m. Now I can say, when I woke up this morning, my husband had already eaten breakfast. Our reference point in the past is when I woke up. And the action that happened before the past reference point is in the past perfect. My husband had already eaten breakfast. Let's review. The present perfect is used when actions happen before the reference point of the present moment. For example, I have been to Japan twice. And the past perfect is used for actions that happened before a reference point in the past. For example, I had been to Japan twice by the time I was 10 years old. I hope this has helped clarify the difference between the present perfect and the past perfect. And if you want to learn more about English grammar, there are a lot of resources available at Espresso English. You can get 2 English grammar books plus audio for $1. Those grammar books are Basic English Grammar and Intermediate English Grammar, and you can get both of them plus audio for just $1. You can also take a course about Advanced English Grammar. This is the most detailed and complex course that I've created all about the topic of grammar. And inside this course, you'll learn more about all of the English verb tenses and the differences between them and when to use each one, including more details about the present perfect and the past perfect. The course also covers prepositions, complex sentence structures, and much, much more. So if you'd like to take the course, visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for Advanced English Grammar. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.